That's our identity. Scripture, sola scriptura, it speaks to us. Now, I've heard as a pastor, a few people have come up to me and said about God's holy word, and in all due respect, they've said this. Pastor, it's nice what you talk about. It's good you do what you do at your church, but you know, the words in that book, they're just words. They're just words on a paper. They don't mean anything. They're words. And you know what? There's some truth behind that. In that, if the Bible is just words and a paper and a book, and that's it, that's just as good as a card that you pick up at the grocery store for somebody. But here's the difference. When words are spoken to us in a relationship, they're no longer words tied to a page in a book. They're living, and they're exciting, and they make a difference. Now, that may sound strange, but maybe if I put it this way in an odd way, maybe it will. It's kind of like the phenomenon of going to a restaurant and eating alone, and going to a restaurant on that first date with that person that you're a partner with, and for some reason the food just tastes different. I remember I used to go to an Italian restaurant all by myself, and I would order lasagna, and it filled me up and it satisfied. I like lasagna, it tastes very good. But I remember on one of my first dates with Alicia, we went out, I ordered the same thing, lasagna, basically the same restaurant that I did as when I was single. But you see, because I shared that meal in a relationship, the garlic tasted so much better. And the sauce was tangy and zesty. And the breadsticks were phenomenal. Now, what was the difference? There was no real difference. The restaurant was the same. The dish was the same. I had the meal in a relationship. It was different. Try it out. It works. Dear friends, the Bible is not words in a book. They're words with a relationship behind it. What is that relationship? God sent his only son into this world and he's with us. He was born in a common way like we all are. Then Jesus lived his life. He had ups and he had downs. He had changes in middle school years. He had emotions like we do. He then experienced death and he overcame death, not to put a check mark so that he accomplished his mission, but so that we could be in a relationship. So when he spoke, we would know they're not just words tied to a book, but they're words tied to a relationship. So when Jesus says in today's gospel, they're words as if you're a brother or sister, he's speaking them to you. John chapter 14, peace I leave you, peace I give you. Not the peace that the world gives, he says. This is a relationship. And that's what makes all the difference in the world. Dear friends, we do something unusual at our church, and the Christian church has done it for centuries, and that is when the gospel is read, what do? We stand. We stand. That's out of respect. But I'd also like to say it's we do it for another reason. We're saying that actually all the other things that other people have to say about how our identity is chosen, we don't stand up for that. We stand when God speaks to us. And he tells us who we are and what our identity is. Dear friends, so often it's common in selecting our identity, this is just common these days, that people select their identity from their career, their work, perhaps their successes or their accomplishments, perhaps their political affiliation, perhaps a sports team that they really cheer for. So I fall into these traps. I'm sure you do too. I say things like this. I'm a pastor. That's my identity. Or I'm a teacher. Yes. Or I'm related to so-and-so. Or I live here. Or I live there. Or I'm a Democrat. Or I'm a Republican. Or I'm a Beaver fan. Or I'm a Duck fan. Do you realize all the identities we choose will fade away? There is no success or accomplishment that will last forever. The identity that God places on us is what will last forever. Let's repeat those. You are created in a special way by your Creator. John chapter 1, verse 3. You are dearly loved, for God so loved the world. That is your identity. 3, you are a child of God. God has lavished his love on you. That is your identity. You are co-workers in his service. That is your identity. You have an inheritance that will never fade away. Amazing. And if you don't believe me, that's not me speaking. That's sola scriptura. And the gift of the Reformation. Let's pause and pray about that today, and then we'll share our LWML pledge. Dear Lord, we live in confusing times, and it's shared with us that we choose our identity. We discover that it's best if we pause and hear from you what our identity is. And we thank you for what that is. That we are your children, that we are loved, that we have a purpose for living, that we have an inheritance that will last for all eternity. May we land on that, and when we hear the scriptures, help us to clearly hear what your opinion is of us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.